And now for something completely different. We're talking harmonicas. This Saturday, there's a very special event taking place at the Brunswick in Hove. It is the 7th annual Harping by the Sea Winter Festival and Learn to Play Harmonica Day. And I'm thrilled to say I'm joined by Richard and Jerome in the studio to tell us more. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Now, I can tell already which one of you Jerome is because you are ready to play by the looks of it for us today.
If you want, of course. That's what I do.
We want you to play. I mean, you are quite a name. I know you're far too modest to say, but quite a name in the harmonica world. And you have flown in from Toronto, Canada, especially for this event.
Yep. 2 hours ago.
Wow. Before they shut the M23. Well done you. Richard, tell us why you wanted Jerome for this event.
Because each year we theme the festival, and having gone into the future with beatboxing and looping last year, we thought, right, well, we'll swing left now. We're going to Louisiana Zydeco Cajun style harmonica play, bearing in mind that the Cajun squeeze box is our closest cousin instrumentally in reed instruments. So we try and emulate that. But above all else, it's dance music and it's great fun.
Really, dance music? I can't wait to hear a bit of this. When did you get started with the harmonica, Jerome?
When I was about 17, my older brother, they were all hippies. And in the west coast of British Columbia, which is very British, actually. British Columbia, Victoria. But we had all sorts of Santana, Frank Zappa, and Canned Heat blues bands that my brothers were playing. So I just picked it up from listening to their records and seemed to know how to play harmonica just from listening.
So you just taught yourself? You didn't have formal lessons?
Not at all. Just listen to records, you know, Paul Butterfield, people like that, James Cotton. Yeah.
Now, is that because you're a genius, or is the harmonica quite easy to pick up?
It's easy to pick up. There's a few basic chords that you can get right away. I think it's the ultimate instrument to teach kids. A lot of schools use recorder, which I personally found difficult to play, even as an adult.
And these also things are really painful to listen to when they're practicing.
These things sound good right away.
Okay.
You got a couple of good chords, so I'd really like to see harmonica, you know, more in schools. And it's a lot, any musician is a lot of listening. So if you're listening to records, it's going to sink in.
Let's start a campaign. Kick out recorders, bring in harmonicas.
Yes.
Give us a little blast and show us what you can do.
Sure.
Yeah, I see what you mean about the whole dancing. Yeah, I'm getting down. What is that thing you've got around your neck?
That's an XI washboard. And there's a high end piece that I'm using cymbals, like going cymbals. And that's the higher sound. And there's a lower clap. And I'm using actually bones that I found in my soup, honestly. And they fit on my finger. And I just like the way they deepen the sound.
You found bones in your soup.
And I started playing them, yes.
Gosh, you really literally will make music with whatever you can find.
Yeah.
I just love it. So the idea of this event on Saturday, of course, come along, hear some fantastic harmonica playing from Jerome, but also you're going to teach people, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Beginners, yes. I've got 45 folks coming along with their C harmonicas, and we'll take them from everything from opening the box right up to the threshold of intermediate play where they're bending the reeds and doing all funky stuff.
Yeah.
Like that.
The harmonica was designed kind of like a polka instrument. You can play all the Christmas carols on it and holds, 4 to 8. You got a nice scale. And in that scale, you can all the Christmas carols, all the popular tunes. But the African Americans did something that was quite unexpected from the people that invented it. They started bending notes.
He's just showing off now.
It's like a baby crying. It gets emotional.
Yeah.
Like it's so totally changes everything.
Completely. But you're right, it'd be a great instrument for children because they can make music straight away with it.
Funny you should mention that, because in primary schools around Sussex, we have an organisation called Harp Academy that does exactly that.
Ah.
Yes.
And also, it's much easier to get on and off the school bus, isn't it, than Bobo?
It's highly portable, that's absolutely right, for sure.
How much does a harmonica cost?
Well, they're going up. They when I started, they were like $10, and that's Canadian, so that would be a little bit more.
Originally 15, 20 quid over here.
Now I've got them, like I've bought some that are about $400 Canadian for one harmonica, but they're really souped up. And actually, it's a
souped
British
up harmonica. I'm intrigued. What would you get for $400 worth of harmonica?
You get the master. He's like the William Blake of harmonica players. His name's Brendan Power, and he lives in Canterbury, and he like handmade these harmonicas.
Right.
For this guy played harmonica on the Riverdance in the show and everything, so he did a lot of Celtic stuff. Really intricate, really, really clever.
Yeah, the guru of harmonica lives in England.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thank you so much for coming in. A real treat. It's been lovely to meet you both. Jerome Gobu and Richard, and this event happening on Saturday at the Brunswick. And this is the seventh year you've done this?
It is indeed, yes.
Harping by the Sea Winter Festival and Learn to Play Harmonica Day.